So I met Dan and Jen, I don't know, 10 years ago, more than that. I met them up at Hope Church. Soon after they started coming to Hope Church, they did not know at the time, but I was testing them to see if Dan was elder material way back then. And he failed one test, but he passed the other test. The test he passed is I invited them over to my apartment as a single bachelor, and I cooked them food. And so Dan passed the test of courage, which is a required thing for elders to have, lots of courage. They failed the test of honesty because later, many years later, I cooked that same meal for Amy, and she told me it was no good. But I think they probably told me that it was good, so they failed that test. But my job here is to give a brief charge to Dan. I'll try to be brief. When I tried to think of what text to use for that, I didn't have to think very hard, actually. The text that immediately came to mind is from 2 Timothy, which is Paul's final, probably his final writing that in the scriptures, and his last letter to Timothy, who was an elder in the church. And I'm going to read chapter 1, verse 14, and then chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Chapter 1, verse 14. By the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, guard the good deposit entrusted to you. And then chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. There's two things that we learn from this that Paul tells Timothy to do. First, be faithful with the gospel. Second, be strengthened by the grace of Jesus. First, be faithful with the gospel. In the context of this is right before he says that in chapter 2, in verse 15 of chapter 1, he talks about those who have turned away from the gospel message that Paul's given. And it's in this context that Paul emphasizes the need for faithfulness in the ministry, faithfulness to Christ, faithfulness to the message that Christ has given us. And in chapter 1, verse 14 that I already read, he says, to guard the good deposit entrusted to you. Guard the good deposit entrusted to you. First of all, he tells us that it's entrusted. The gospel's something entrusted to us. It's not of our own. It's not of our own making. It's not ours to tinker with, but it's someone else's. It doesn't belong to us. It's someone else's. And what that means is that we don't treat it as though it's our own thing, but we remember and treat it as though it's someone else's. And so, because it's someone else's, because it's not ours to do what we want with, it's someone else's, our job is to guard it. He says to guard it. There are many who want to damage or corrupt the gospel message. And even if you don't want to damage or corrupt it, if you are not careful to guard it, you will end up losing it. Because the gospel message is not something that we sort of know intuitively. It's not something that we would come up with on our own. It's not something that we sort of drift towards naturally, but it's countercultural and it goes against all the sort of natural intuitions of our heart. So if we don't guard it, we will lose it. And so Paul is looking for those who will protect it and keep it safe and preserve it in its original condition. And finally, he calls the gospel the good or the beautiful deposit. What he's calling it, he's saying that the gospel is a treasure. The gospel is a priceless treasure. The gospel is the priceless treasure of the church, the one thing that it must protect at all costs, and the one thing, if it loses that thing, it loses everything and loses even its very reason and purpose for existing in the first place. The gospel is the priceless treasure of the church. Maybe you have a priceless treasure, maybe you don't. But if you do, what do you do with your priceless treasures? How do you treat them? For one thing, you're careful with who you pass them off to. You know, when you have a new newborn baby, you don't just let anybody hold it. You're careful with who you pass that baby along to, because that baby is your priceless treasure, and you want to make sure that it's cared for with care, that is protected. And the gospel is a priceless treasure, and God, what God wants, because the gospel is a priceless treasure, a deposit that needs guarded and has been entrusted, what God needs is faithful people. God needs faithful people. God doesn't need innovators, as if we could improve on the gospel message that God himself planned from all eternity in his infinite wisdom and infinite love, as though we could improve upon it at all. God doesn't need PR reps who sort of dress up the gospel a little more attractively and sort of hide and apologize for its sort of more ragged edges. God doesn't need self-appointed saviors who rescue the gospel from irrelevance as though it's not already timelessly, eternally relevant. God needs faithful people. And that's what God needs as elders. The gospel is the priceless treasure of the church, so he needs faithful people who can preserve it, and not just preserve it, but pass it along to others. So Dan, remember that the gospel is a treasure, that you can't improve upon it, so preserve it and pass it along. Be faithful to the gospel and continue to teach it and pass it along as you already have done. Second, be strengthened by grace. In chapter 2, verse 1, he says, be strong. But he doesn't say, be strong in yourself. He doesn't say, rely on yourself. And if he did, all that would do was produce the pride and the arrogance and the self-centeredness that David was just warning elders against. But rather, he says, be strong in the grace of Jesus. And if you can do that, that will give you the dependence and the humility that you need to be the kind of elder that God calls you to be. Grace. Be strength, be strong in God's grace, where we find abundantly the resources we desperately need to do what God has called us to do, which we would greatly lack in and of ourselves. And so, when you sense your own weakness and inadequacy, don't despair. Look to Jesus and be strengthened by his grace. When you fail, and when you see your sin as even elders fail, if you didn't know, even elders sin, if you didn't know, and when that happens, don't despair, but look to Jesus and remember his grace, which overwhelms our sin and our failure and our inadequacy with his resources and his abundant provision. Let me pray for a minute. Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for Dan, and we thank you for the work that you've done in his life. Thank you for this work that you've called him to. And I pray for Dan that you would give him the humility he needs, that you would help him to know of himself that he is inadequate, that he does not have the resources and does not have the strength, but that you do, and that you freely and abundantly provide to the humble who turn to you. So I pray that you would give Dan that humility, that you give him wisdom, that you would equip him to the task you've called him to. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.